Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Saturday Nugget with Kojayanka. Good morning. The crazy cycle. Yes, the crazy cycle. I'm glad you asked. What is the crazy cycle? When she feels unloved, she will react disrespectfully. And when he feels disrespected, he reacts unlovingly. And we are caught up in this cycle, disrespecting him and unloving her. My question, how do we reduce the spins on this cycle? I said, how do we reduce it? Because the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians 7:28 that, and I quote, "But those who marry will face many trouble in this life." It means that when you marry, there will be issues. The cycle will kick in from time to time. But this morning, thank God for grace, we are looking at how to reduce the spins whilst you are on the cycle. And let me chip in this. I bring you this message not mounting the perfection pedestal that my marriage has seen a perfection. No, I use these nuggets as well to work on mine on a daily basis. That is why I am confident that when you apply it, it will do you good like medicine. My focus today is how to meet the love she desires. Next week, I'll be looking at how to meet the respect he desperately needs. But let's focus on our sisters today. How, guys, do we meet the love that she desires? And I'll be looking at three broad areas that I've entitled closeness, understanding, and pride. C-U-P, cup. If her cup overflows, she will respect you. Closeness. The Bible said that, "And a man shall leave his father and be joined to the wife." It's not the other way around. It's not the wife leaving to join the man. It's the man that needs to get close to the wife. Hold her hands. Take her out. Why not try pillow talk? Anything that points to togetherness. Let her feel that you are close to her. Understand her. 1 Peter 3:7, the Bible says, "Husbands, dwell with them with understanding." You may not totally understand her, but come across as you want to understand her. Sometimes all she wants is for you to listen. Another way that I suggest is accept your blame without pointing out hers. It makes her feel like you understand her. And the last but not the least is pride. Pride. Proverbs 31, the verse number 29, and I quote, "There are many virtuous and capable women in this world, but you surpass them all." She needs reassurance from you, sir. She wants to know that you are committed to her. That there are many women around, but you surpass them all. Pride yourself in her. Be close to her, understand her, and be proud of her. And let me close by this. Watch the way you speak to her. I remember one day my son spoke to her mom in a way that I think she wasn't really happy with. And she said, "Kojo, have you seen the way Daru spoke to me?" And I sat back and I told myself that, wow, if the son speaks to her this way and she doesn't appreciate it, what about me that we have an intimate, loving relationship? Be careful the way you speak to her. We are all learning. Let's do it God's way. Let marriage work. And let God alone be glorified. Your nugget for today. Give her the love she most desires, and she will unconsciously give you the respect that you desperately need. Let's meet next week and take off from here and see the areas that he needs your respect. Stay blessed. You've been listening to Kojo Yanka. Why not give me a ring on 079-5049-7711 or WhatsApp me on the same number. Better still, follow me on my Facebook. And if you are doing that outside of the United Kingdom, prefix it with 0044. Stay blessed.